Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And kind of one of the parts of the many seasons of Joe Hagenmiller, he starts splitting his attention a little bit from snow and pavement. And we're still staying on pavement, I guess, right now as we just talk about Sean Pengelly and how well he did down at the national championships. Joe Hagenmiller is with us. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Dirk.
Louisville, Kentucky is where the championships were. 57th out of 245 participants, and Sean did a great job, and you were saying that how proud you were of him.
Yeah, it's just so great to see all the hard work that he's put in and the rest of his team has put in to help him get there, to pay off and an opportunity to represent Michigan Tech at the national championships. For the men, it's only been done once before, and the racing at this level is just incredible. So, I mean, on the our best hopes, our reach goals for Sean were maybe 25th to 40th, being a sophomore and first time at the event. Sean ended up 57th. I think he had a very good day. He was very competitive to get up there into the top 40, which would have been All-American, and was moving up throughout the race, but ended up about 18 seconds back in a race that's about 32 minutes long out of being right there in the top 40. So, I mean, really a top-notch result, and we're just so proud of him.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, I mean, talk about 18 seconds back, but he was only, 17 spots back, so you're talking about a finisher basically every second, and that part of the race that, tells you just how competitive that field is.
Oh, yeah. It's just amazing. I mean, Sean got out reasonably hard, and he was in 100th place after about a K or two Ks. And, the first time he came by me, I didn't even see him. He was just in this mass of people, and I'm kind of short, and even though he's kind of taller than me, he was just buried in all these other runners.
Yeah. Was able to move up, you thought maybe as high as 50th in the race before he finished 57th?
Yeah, I had counted back. He was in 50th place with about 2 kilometers to go, and the way that he had been moving up, I was really hopeful that the next time I saw him, he'd be in 35th, but then he was in 52nd, 53rd, and I was pretty sure he wasn't going to be able to get up to 40th, but I was still really excited to see where he was.
Now, you talked about the conditions being extremely wet, standing water, maybe even moving water across the course there.
Oh, yeah. There were literally streams running across the course. There were puddles that were more like ponds. I mean, there was one spot where the athletes ran through some water that was over ankle deep, and places where there weren't water, the ground was just so saturated that, I mean, as soon as the race started, it was just turned to mud. I mean, everybody, when you see those muddy days at the Kentucky Derby, it looked just like that. It was conditions where if you've got that UP mentality, you might love being out there in the mud running around and just having fun.
What was the temperature like?
It was really a cool day, actually.
What was the temperature like?
Probably 40 to 50, somewhere in there.
Okay, so it wasn't freezing cold. It wasn't like you ran through a puddle and now your feet are just going to be extremely cold.
Well, I mean, they were pretty cold because, when you have your feet dunked in 40-degree water for about a half hour straight.
How about
not really that warm, Wes.
How about the event as a whole? I was part of the Division II Fall Sports Festival. I know there was thousands of athletes from all over the country in Louisville for the event. Just talk about the event as a whole.
Well, that's pretty neat. Usually the national championships, every program is just getting their own hotel in relation to where they think is going to be best for them, close to the venue versus close to some place to eat or just other things like that. Where with this Fall Sports Festival, everybody in Division II that was at the national championships, field hockey, men's and women's soccer, volleyball, and cross country, were all in three hotels downtown. So it was really good situation to where the athletes probably were had a really good opportunity to socialize or just, you know, interact with other athletes a lot better than being just all spread out. So that was pretty neat, and just to see all these other athletes that are working hard at their sports throughout the year to be some of the top teams and athletes there, just a pretty neat environment.
Well, Joe, we don't have a lot of time, but talk a little bit about this weekend, and like Wes was saying before we got you on the air here, what kind of snow do they have down in Marquette for the Open this weekend?
My understanding is that they've gotten a little bit more snow, you know, through the month of November and up till now than we have, but it's probably been melting a little faster, too, so I think it's probably pretty comparable to what we have here. It's just that the grooming crew that we have here is probably a little bit more on top of things and has really done a great job to have the trails here in great shape.
What are we looking forward to this weekend down there?
We should have at least a triangular with St. Scholastica, Northern, and our team. Really, honestly, it's much more of a warm-up race, exhibition-type race than something where we're really concentrating on. Certainly, when we get back here the 20th and 21st on campus, it'll be a national points race, and then our real racing will start at the U.S. Nationals here in town.
All right, well, very good, Joe. We're glad that you can concentrate on one sport for a little while. And good luck this weekend down in Marquette.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ. That is Huskies Drive Time. I want to remind you about the flash sale tomorrow, Wes. Starts at 11:30.
Yes, it does. Flash sale, yeah, 11:30. 12-buck tickets for adults, reserve seats, $5 youth tickets. Can't beat that. That's going to be the best deal you're going to get outside of our season ticket deal. So make sure you take advantage of that. And, yeah, looking forward to everybody being at home this weekend for basketball and hockey. Looking forward to all six games.
Yeah, no trench coats needed for the flash sale. You go there. It has to do with just the time span. But 11:30, 5:30 tomorrow, make sure you take advantage of that great deal for Michigan Tech hockey this weekend. And like Wes said, the basketball team's at home. Nice to have them back home for doubleheader action on Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. And good luck to the Nordic skiing team down in Marquette. That is Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93.
Broadcasting from WKMJ-FM Hancock, South Ranch and Jacobsville, Twin Lakes. This is Mix 93.